praise Yahweh, and greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. Now we got a good one coming up for you. We're going to get into the constellation of Aquarius tonight. We're going to talk in detail about its specific purpose and what the meaning of the water bear, which is actually the sign of the constellation of Aquarius. Now, well, it is associated with water, and if you will look into the scriptures in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, water is associated with people. Whether it's going to come in the last days, a great outpouring of knowledge into the earth, and the sleeping giant, Jacob Israel, shall awaken from their long suspended animation, you might say, sleep-type sickness that's been upon our head, veiled and hidden for 2,500 years. We're coming up on the age of the release and the outpouring. Praise Yahweh. These are very, very, very important and exciting times. You're living now in an age of swift developments, and things are happening at neck-break speed, if you will. Why? Because in the scriptures of Revelations, it says specifically that Satan has come down among us, knowing that he has but a short time to work, meaning that he must be in a hurry. And so then, the Father himself, by speeding up the process, he is going to shorten the days. So then all of the specific amounted days for the duration of time, remember the angel that stepped out onto the sea in the age of Aquarius, it would be, and 1 foot on the land, specifically mentioning where man came from, the chemical composition of his makeup. Therefore, man in his entire makeup is in the likeness of our Father, or we are in the likeness of those that we descended from. In certain cases, some of the participants in this show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say, are not from the Father, but they are from Satan, the father of all of the Cainites. And here we're going to have the royal battle of good and evil. Darkness and light has no fellowship. It's coming down to choose up which side you will serve. Now, we're going into the book of Luke, chapter 22, tonight to get our text, and it is verse 10. Mark it there for future references. This is a veiled scripture that gives a purpose and meaning only to them who have exercised their faith and have graduated from a milk diet of the word into meat. Let me give you the meat aspect of it as we got to hurry along here to get in this giant constellation of Aquarius tonight. It is, as the Messiah said, go into the city. And we're talking about, in spiritual terms, the city, meaning the kingdom within. For the kingdom, according to Luke 17:20, is within you. So then, he said, go into a city, there find a man bearing a pitcher of water. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be that that is the Aquarian age sign, has been since before the days of Babylon, goes back to the Sumerian age of antiquity, when the masters, these masters were wise men, astrologers and astronomers, and knowing not only the position of the stars through astronomy, they knew the interpretation of the movements and as they related to the happenings here upon the earth. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that just doesn't really matter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an explanation here that the moon itself has a bearing or influence upon our earth, just the moon itself. Now, if you will graduate your thinking, because in the moon there is signs, the Bible said it was given for signs and seasons, and that is specifically what it is for. The old patriarchs, they watched the movement of the moon, and they coordinated certain aspects of timekeeping through the moon. In other words, we have thrown out all of the holy days regulated through the scriptures. For that, we would go to Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 through 5, and relate to you that Sabbaths and new moon occasions happens in the moon period cycles. So this is very important as we are now in the cycle of time. And you see Satan's game when he come in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, verse 25. He came to change times and laws. It throws us out of the divine cycle of timekeeping by the Father. And so this is very important. So then he said, go into a city. There you will find a man bearing a pitcher of water. There, follow him. Now, let's follow him into the position in the constellation where Aquarius, the man bearing the pitcher of water, just so happens to be that the sign of Aquarius is also the sign that is delegated and regulated to Joseph. Now, Joseph was a dreamer. This is a very in-depth study tonight just for the hour that we got, so we're just going to have to stay in the middle of the ocean here as we swim through this giant constellation and give you a quick rundown of the things that we could tie in the string attachments. And if you'd like to have this on VHS, two-hour teaching process, we have it. You just have to simply call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172 to get you a two-hour teaching, and we go into some in-depth explanations of the Aquarian age and what we're coming into. We believe that it will be the most, if not the final, episode in this long, drawn-out scenario that we have. We do know that following the Aquarian age will be a golden age that will usher in, we think, the kingdom. So then, the Aquarian age symbol would be a picture of a man bearing a pitcher of water upon his shoulder. And ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be in this great constellation, which consists of 108 stars. Now, 8 is a new beginning, and 1 is oneness. Mark 12:29 says, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one. Thou shalt love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. In this, you'll fulfill all the law and the rules of the prophets. So then, this is that man bearing the pitcher of water. Now, why? It comes in certain times that fish, and I indicated last night, that Christ, the Christ consciousness, the invisible made visible, manifest into a flesh body, God, literally Yahweh himself, manifested himself in the Logos, meaning John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so then we've got this God-man, this man bearing the water of life upon his shoulder and bringing it to his fish that were caught in the Piscean age of 2,000 years to hence. So then we have been in the fish age of Pisces, where that this wonderful Piscean age is now about to give way to the outpouring of the water, bringing, as we have indicated, those fish that have been caught in the Christ consciousness need a water fill. They need water because that is their natural habitat. It brings life. It brings reviving. And remember what the scripture says. Here is the prophetic utterance in the scriptures. After 2 days, he will revive us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they knew that a cycle of the equinox, meaning that 2,155 years approximately, we have each changing of the constellational signs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years have expired thereabout, and now we are in the changing, if you will, of the guard. The age of Pisces, the fish age, is now leaving, and we are moving into the Aquarian water age, and the fish that have been caught in the Christ consciousness nets of love and salvation in the great name of Yahweh, they are now being made manifest into the age of Aquarius. where they shall receive this spiritual life, this water coming down from the eternal flow, the faucet, the falls, if you will, greater and more magnificent than the Victorian Falls in South Africa or the Niagara in New York State, Canadian border. So then, we have something to compare that coming down very soon will be this giant spiritual waterfall that will revive the fish. Now, remember I said after 2 days, he will revive us. Then, in other words, after the 2,000-year age of Pisces, then the revival for the fish that are caught. And the third day, listen to this, the beginning of the 3,000 years after Christ, as I interpret the scriptures, then there shall be a revival. He shall revive us. Now, that's a Christ consciousness, but also remember that when you or I or our Heavenly Father would do good, evil is always there present to oppose. It takes a negative-positive reaction to your battery to bring about light. And therefore, this negative opposition, Satan, standing at the right hand to oppose and to accuse all of the fish as unworthy participants in the communion cup of salvation. But unless, as I gave you the indication last night, that the word is not unworthy, the word is unworthily. That is an adverb modifying the action, placing the emphasis upon he who did or paid the deficient price rather than those that stand in need of it. So then, Satan was accusing those instead of Christ. And he was trying those instead of Christ. And Christ stood in and said, try me. Here I am. I will make myself friend in the age of Pisces. And he did so. And he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he rose supreme. Now then, we have a help in present time of trouble standing by to pour out of this giant picture of the waterfalls of salvation coming down to a neighborhood near you or to a preacher that will preach the gospel. For how can he preach except he be sent? And how can he preach except Yahweh send him? So those ministers that are preaching and teaching must and will and always have preached and taught in the divine, holy, magnificent, magnanimous, great, powerful, everlasting name of Yahweh. Now, do not accept any substitutes. Do not take anything as a substitute because most of these are artificial, superficial at the most, and have a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. Let's go back to the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And neither is there salvation in any other name. Now, this salvation is coming from the water pot of the Aquarian water bear. Who was that? Who was this man that brought the water of life to the fish? Who are the fish? And these are the great mysteries of the constellation of Aquarius. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all written in the stars for you to know this. Now, following immediately after the constellations portraying atonement, which is the Piscean Age, Aquarius pictures the blessings which follow. The inexhaustible reservoir of water symbolizes the fullness of the renewing and the comforting and the sanctifying power of His Holy Spirit. Now, in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, 38, and 39 through 41, it gives you a very distinct answer to most people's questions as they question the Apostle Peter, who, by the way, in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, was given the keys to the kingdom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that the door from the outside has no knob. You cannot turn. You cannot open it. The key or the door must be opened with the keys from the outside. Now, the Messiah said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, he's outside knocking. There's no doorknob. He will not open it until you open unto him, meaning that salvation is not forced upon you. It is the act of your free will, and you must, what must we do, they said in Acts 2:37, men and brethren, what must we do? verse 38. And then Peter said unto them, repent. Oh, that's a word that the Western world does not want to take time out to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had people come from foreign countries paying their own expenses on airplanes, a very expensive ride, just to be baptized in the wonderful, magnificent, magnanimous name of the great King of all kings. This water bearer is the great name that is manifested. Listen, if you was to depend, and the Bible says you must have this blood applied, we're talking about the Christ consciousness blood. If you was to totally have to depend on getting one drop of the natural blood, yes, it flowed, his side was cut, and his hands and his feet were pierced, and out came blood and water. I said, out came blood and water. So these two substances in the natural state flowed, when you must have these two substances in the spiritual state to flow into the kingdom. This is a necessary must. Peter said, there's none other name given under heaven whereby that we can be saved. Make sure, make your election call and sure, it says. So the water reservoir, this great urn, this great water spout coming from the sky is only to them that can receive it. Now the keys must be applied to the door, and the key keeper is the prophets and the teachers and the ministers of Yahweh. You cannot hear the gospel except there is a preacher. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, and how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? If he comes, if he preaches and teaches, he'll preach it in the name of Yahweh, and the name of Yahweh only. There will be no substitutes from a great man of Yahweh. Now, this man of Yahweh, let's look at the characteristics of a man of Yahweh. Hated, despised, Matthew 10:22, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And what men that I sent to you, what great prophets, which of these prophets have you not stoned, have you not sown asunder, and these prophets that you have killed? Therefore, their blood will be a witness against your unbelief. Now, what must you do to get this renewing, this comforted, this sanctifying that symbolizes the great water spout from heaven? Then you must, according to the scriptures, repent yourself, find a preacher, a teacher that is qualified, sent, and called of Yahweh, and he will preach you repentance and seal you in water baptism for the remission of sins, that you may be a worthy participant, unworthily active in the name of Yahweh. Now remember the adverb modifying the action, that the emphasis is placed upon what he done for you rather than what you do for him. Now, it's not based on works, because by faith are you saved through grace, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of the Holy One. Now, how do you get this gift? You must operate under the faith principle of action. Faith is action. The ABCs of faith is action supported by B, belief, and C, confidence. You must have confidence and faith and an action process in your moving toward this great funnel cloud of water coming down from the spirit ether that is giving you light and salvation. Now, listen at this scripture in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, quoted again in Acts chapter 2 by the Apostle Peter. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Now, why isn't all flesh receiving it? I have indicated to you that the water is there for Jacob, Israel, the sons of Yah, and it's there for them. And yet, most of them, only one-third, I repeat this, and this is a warning for you do-nothers, these say-nothers, and these inactive saints, spirits that just lay lazily on the couch listening to Pastor Buddy night after night, and you yourself would not move one finger to save yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you will have to come to where the action is. You'll have to come and prepare to meet Yahweh on Yahweh's terms. Remember, there is something that you must do as an act of faith to get under the water spout of salvation to receive this great spirit. I will pour out my spirit, and your sons and your daughters, there you are, shall prophesy. Now, what would be their prophecy? Their language will change. The Bible said they shall speak with new tongues, Mark 16:16. Now, what is this new language that they will begin to speak? They will begin to talk in the name of Yahweh. They will begin to teach. They will begin to urge others also to come and receive the water of life freely. Your old men shall dream dreams. Now notice this, and your young men shall see visions. Well, there's three aspects of how the Father visits his people. Number one is in dreams, the other is in visions, and the other is in trance state. That is the advanced learning of those who are able to go into the spirit realm. Paul said, I was caught up into the third heaven, whether in the body or out, I know not. These are things for the meat eaters. You might start out in a light dreaming scheme, and Yahweh may just give you certain warnings in dreams. He is talking possibly to you tonight, if you are Jacob Israel, to hear what this old preacher says. Why? Because the time is short. I repeat, the time is at short, and Yahweh is in hand. Now, the heavenly water bearer denotes a physical application to restored Israel, their identity temporarily lost to history, and known only to the Mighty One. My. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for part two. We're going to get into the minor constellations, and we're going to get into some astounding information when we come back. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. You stay tuned. We'll be back in two. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We are live and direct tonight. This is the 12th month. It is the 5th day of the month of December, and we are live tonight on Truth. Now, we're talking about the constellation of Aquarius tonight. Many things, many assets, many facets of this information could be brought about, and I could be here the rest of the night just speaking about this glorious, magnificent constellation in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, the Master Painter, our Creator, Yahweh, the breath of life that He gives to us to recognize Him, it should be pointed out that Israel is His people and called by His name, to whom the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, sent His disciples, saying that they were to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who together with a large portion of the house of Judah that did not go into Babylon captivity, have been identified by archaeology as the Sumerians and the Scythians, who in turn formed the modern Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic, Lombardic, and the Celtic nations. The house of Israel today is an innumerable multitude apart, let me repeat, from jewelry, a fact which even the Jewish Chronicle on May the 2nd, 1879, stated in a quote, that they recognize by its reference to the 10 lost tribes as represented by peoples who are not Jews. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how can the Jews be God's chosen people when it is Israel, His people? Now, let's give due where honor is due. Let's bring about the truth. The Scriptures speak emphatic of a future restoration of the house of Israel, not the house of the Jews, who were divorced from the Mosaic law, their identity being temporarily, I repeat, temporarily lost, and they were to be recovenanted to Christ in Israel's birthright position through Joseph of the Aquarian structure of the constellation. And we could get into Numbers chapter 2, and like I say, I could be here all night teaching about that in the positioning of the constellations and the tribes representing, as Joseph said in the 37th chapter of the book of Genesis, as he was talking about the stars and the moon and the sun, as they bowed to him. He is the birthright chosen one. A multitude of nations in the isles of the sea is the prophetic of the land in the wilderness to be his national evangelist into the world and into the dispersed ones. Go only to the lost sheep was the command, and to the inheritors of the kingdom. We have long been taught that the Jews are God's chosen inheritors. That's not correct. The 12 tribes are all involved in the inheritance factor. None shall be disinherited. And yet, the Jews have masqueraded as the only tribe that has this exclusive right to be considered God's chosen? And where has the sleeping other tribes been? And that's the one we're talking about tonight. And we are talking about the outpouring of the water of Israel, which will awaken the fish to revive them. To apply a prophecy which refers to one house to the other is clearly to misapply the message and confuse the issue, which is what these so-called Jews, they are nothing but Khazarics coming out of the 7th, 8th century, as they converted to Judaism, and now these wandering vagabonds, as they have wandered through the earth, have been turned out of every nation, and now these are the ones that gets the sympathy of the world as they have masqueraded and put themselves in position as the inheritors. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest heist in the century of history, as we are now being conned and fooled and deceived. But ladies and gentlemen, that's because Israel is blind. And when Israel is revived, as we are indicating here, we'll give a careful regard of this distinction. It is, as it is to correct this understanding of the prophetic scriptures, as well as we are now into trying to give you the symbology of the zodiac to show you the very picture. Now, Isaiah speaks of a time when Israel will reconstitute the kingdom back to its rightful owner. The glorious Yahweh shall be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams. Isaiah 33:21. What country fits that image of history? Glorious place, broad rivers and streams. The mighty Mississippi and all the rivers that are tributaries as it comes down the wheat basket of the world, the bread basket rather, as they grow the glorious wheat and the corn, and they feed the world from the heartland of America. Ezekiel also foretold Isaiah's restoration to receive his blessings. Quote, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land." Ezekiel 36:24. This was in fulfillment to Yahweh's covenant with Israel. And, ladies and gentlemen, the last stop of our migration to the west, where, incidentally, the tribe of Joseph settled. If you will look on the consolational circle back in Numbers chapter 2, you will see that Ephraim Joseph was to go into the west. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now the western nation of America, the greatest nation, republic, that has ever been formed in all of history. Praise Yahweh. And now we are being systematically destructed from within and from without as the powers of the dark side seek to keep us blind and ignorant to this very fact. Yahweh says, "I will plant them, and they shall dwell in a place of their own, and they will move no more." Now, when we get to as far west as we can go, America, we are to be planted and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore, as before time, 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. So the westward movement of Israel and all their clans is traced out of the east from the land of the Assyrian captivity by their waymarks left behind them as they journeyed toward their ultimate destinations. And we have given you the position of Dan in the north of Denmark, and so on and so on and so on. It is amazing what history has given us in this experience. Now, in the first minor consolation, we have Picus Australis, the southern fish. It consists of 23 stars, and 2 and 3 is 5 is grace. And grace was extended to Joseph to be the great consolation of Aquarius, the water bearer, Luke 22:10. This depicts Joseph would lead back the restoration, just as he did in Egypt when he was growing corn and plenty for the starving other tribes. He led them back to prominence into the land of milk and honey. And so it repeats itself, for there's nothing new under the sun. The mythical legends give us help in regards to this, for he says in the scriptures, Isaiah 49:6, It is represented by the mystical fishes, receive the eternal blessedness, symbolized by the waters proceeding from the fountain in the heavens, which is nothing but the Christ consciousness pouring down upon the recipients, those who have willing hearts, that will look up for redemption, that will obey the commands, for he said, I will open rivers, that's the Christ consciousness, in high places. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to be graduated from the Judeo-Christian mentality of the world. You must come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing to get this river open in high places. And fountains in the midst of the valleys, oh, you shall drink, and you shall run and mount up on the wings of eagles. After you're filled with the Holy Spirit, after water baptism sealed in the great name, where then you will become a living fountain, a cistern without broken walls. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water, as it is recorded in Isaiah 41:18. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is the fountain of life. Psalms 36:89. So the Pituus australis, the southern fish constellation, is the great fish that receives the flowing water from the urn of the water bearer. Isn't it wonderful that we are now living history, and it's all recorded from the beginning what the end will be. Now, Pegasus, the winged horse, is the other minor constellation. As I hurry along, I'm not going to have time. I'm covering this as fast as I can. I'm trying to condense this 5 or 6 hour message into 1 hour so that I may give you a broad painted, brushed scenario of what the Heavenly Father did in the heavens as he slung the stars out into fixed positions. And there is this great Pegasus, the winged horse, as he is flying towards the redemptive love of his life, Jacob Israel. It consists of 89 stars. Now, both the number 8 is new beginning, 9 is the resurrectional factor, and that is the symbology that we have here. Now, this is a figure of a great horse galloping forward with full speed, with great wings spreading from his shoulders. Only the foreparts are shown, and the figure is named Pega or Paka. Foreparts are shown, and the figure is named in relationship, meaning the chief. Oh, hallelujah. A similarity in names is noted in the zodiac of Dendera, in which we find two characters immediately below the winged horse, P and K, meaning these characters, with the letter sus, meaning horse, produce the name of Pegasus. Oh, this is wonderful. It is a landmark in the late summer sky. As it appears in the east, the horse seems to be flying almost on its back. The star names of this sign show us that it portrays no mere horse. It's three brightest stars in the upper right shoulder, meaning who goeth forth and returneth. He said, I will go away, but I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is the winged white horse of the constellations painted there before the foundation of the earth, showing redemption and salvation to the 12 tribes of Israel. The elements of the star names are consistent with the symbol of Aquarius, standing for the promised seed, whose word was, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, which is nothing but good tidings of the kingdom to Jacob Israel. In James chapter 1, verse 1, it says, go to the lost sheep, or go only to the lost sheep, in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. And in James chapter 1, it says, to the 12 tribes scattered, and I repeat, scattered abroad. Most people think that the little sandbox nation now named Israel is now the returning of the Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, not so. We are the ones that will never return there because we have been given a land of milk and honey. Unless they were propped up by the United States government and the sympathies of the peoples of the world, this little country sitting in this little barren desert would not even grow enough food to feed themselves. Oh, yes, we have pumped billions of dollars in thinking that this is God's will and it's God's chosen people. We have been deceived and we are being deceived. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, verses 15 through 16 is what the scripture said. He that believeth not shall be damned. The promise of the Holy Spirit to accompany the spread of glad tidings was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when suddenly there came a sound from heaven. That is the wings of a horse, ladies and gentlemen, as it came from the consolation of the outpouring. And there was poured out upon them in that day the Holy Spirit. And it is wonderful, joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. All right, now we're going to get into the second phase of the minor consolations as we get into Cygnus, the swan. This giant swan consists of 81 stars, 81 again. 8 is a number of new beginning. 1 symbolizes oneness, or 8 and 1 being 9, the resurrectional factor in this great consolation that has so much to offer. It lies in parallel to the path of the Milky Way. It is the figure of a swan, this lordly king bird of the waters, the principal stars, making its wings the length of its body, forming a large, beautiful cross, the most perfect of all crosses formed by the constellation, viewed as a bird as it is flying south. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when you say the south is going to rise again, there she comes. Praise Yahweh. And in the zodiac, this total picture, constellation of Aquarius, we have pictures, the heavenly waters of life and salvation. Isn't that marvelous? The source being the seed of the woman from Virgo, the consolation. And as it was in the weight in the balances aspects of a Libra. And then we had the giant battle of a Scorpion. And then we had the twin of a Sagittarius come forth as he was born of man, yet he was God, depicting the two natures of his divinity, born of a woman, yet he was the everlasting water of life that will go away and return quickly. Now, let me finalize this as we have heard through this in a fast pace. Let me get into the final consolation, the minor consolation. Remember, there's 3 in every major consolation. And 3 12s is 36, which gives you a complete circle of understanding, of knowledge from above your head. These are things that are not being taught today that must be taught before we can come back into perfect unity with the power of the Spirit. Now, this great constellation of Pisces, the fishes, consists of 113, or 113 stars. Now, why? Because 1 symbolizes, again, the oneness of our Eternal Father, Mark 12:29, and 13 representing the 13 tribes of Jacob Israel. Now remember that the figures which represent this constellation consist of 2 large fishes. One is headed toward the North Polar Star, and the other is parallel with the path of the sun. Isn't that marvelous? Now, we know that the Bible says that his throne is in the north, the farthest northern part. He sent his children, Dan, the judgment tribe, the only one out of the circle. If you will go back to the consolation of the redemption factor of Numbers chapter 2, look at the positioning of Dan, and then come to the book of Revelation and see that Dan is conspicuously missing from the inner circle of the 12 tribes. Why is he out there as the 13th tribe? Because he was chosen as the farthest north tribe, so he should be positioned the farthest north in the heavenly circle, as well as the altars that we are making around the United States. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is being restored. Ancient altars, altar building, and covenants of salt are being declared in the last days, and this will catch on. It'll spread throughout all the world, and then shall the end come. In the fish shooting upward, it is pictured as the heavenly calling of Israel. All this wonderful fish that is headed on the path toward the sun. And as the other is chained to together, its path flight is in the direction of true north. Oh, what very wonderful information that we have in this great constellation of Aquarius. It is one of the most exciting and one of the most enjoyable constellations that I teach on. The seed of Abraham is again referred to in Psalms 33:12 as the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people to whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Of the same seed, Isaiah prophesies, their seed shall be known among the Gentile nations, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed of Yahweh, and those that he hath blessed. Isaiah 61:9. Ladies and gentlemen, the white Aryan race is the most blessed peoples upon the earth. We are the leaders in all of technology and in patent, representing the great mind of these sons of Seth, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How do you know, Pastor Buddy? Because in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, the 14th verse declares that his head was white. His head was white. And so was his hair. Praise Yahweh. So all the offspring of this eternal Aryan God, Yahweh, made flesh, dwelling among us, those that are blood kindred, he is the kinsman redeemer, ladies and gentlemen, coming soon to a neighborhood near you to give you this redemption power. It's available for you today. Simply call area code 423-626-2172. And that will bring you in to where we're here in the studios, and we will be glad to commune with you after the broadcast. Now, if you would like to write Pastor Buddy concerning your repentance and baptism schedule, you can be baptized if you will simply come. It is almost virtually impossible under the schedule that I have to come to you. But if you will make your way here, you don't specifically have to come to Pastor Buddy. But if I'm the only one that you know of that's preaching this message, then by all means come to me. If you will call me, I have others, men in the gospel, that teach exactly like I do. And I can refer you to them maybe in a closer proximity to where you live, where it would be easier, a burden for you to come and be baptized in the great name of Yahweh. Like I have indicated, men have come from foreign countries to be baptized in the great name of Yahweh. They're coming from near and far. I was shown this in a dream vision over 20 years ago, that my local ministry here would cease as an active force because the people here have rejected it. I am a prophet without honor in my own country, and Yahweh said, I will bring them from near and far. I saw people looking into my face in this vision from foreign countries. I knew they were from foreign countries, and people that I've never saw before or heard about were making their way to this little rural community place here in the hills of East Tennessee for repentance and baptism administration in the name of Yahweh, and to be taught how to build an ancient altar to worship the King. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, might have enjoyed tonight teaching on the Aquarian Age. Tomorrow night, tune in at the same time at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll go into the other constellations one by one and show you the painted picture of our Heavenly Father and his love for Jacob. Yahweh bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8. Jacob Israel, we love you. In the name of Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.